from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As these words were read, you recognize this as the meeting that Paul had with the Ephesian elders as he was on his way to Jerusalem. He thought it was the last time that he was going to meet them. And so he has this discussion with his elders, the pastor at Ephesus, and in words of almost universal application, he is describing the church and the office of the Holy Ministry. He mentions some of the problems these men are going to be facing after his departure. And they are almost an epitome of at least one aspect of the history of the church and of the office of the ministry throughout all ages. Wolves are from without. Paul has experienced these, will experience them. Perhaps he has in mind the Judaizers, about whom he mentions and discusses in the book of Galatians. Perhaps there were others. Throughout history, there have been many wolves from without that attack the church and its ministry. But even worse, internally, there are men arising who will speak perverse things to draw away the disciples after them. The world, the church rather, throughout the world, throughout its existence, has always had enemies without and within. And what is Paul's solution to this problem? What is his way of facing it? I commend you to God and the word of his grace. He commends these people. He points them to the Lord, to trust in God, the loving Heavenly Father, who is personally interested in each and every one of his servants, as well as in the church in its entirety. And to the word of grace, the means by which God comes, not only with his love and solace, but also with his law and with his wrath. For the word of God is also the sword of the Spirit. It is the means through which God will fight for his church and through his church. And so we commend these men and all of us who are following in their footsteps to God and the word of his grace, with the result that it is able to build you up, to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. And with this word of grace which we have, we are built up, edified. Our knowledge of Scripture is increased, and this results in the unfolding of our entire spiritual life. So constant living and growth on the part of the Christian who is under God and his word. And this, then, is the thing that makes us fruit of them. Word and against heresy, against error. We have the word of God and we are constantly being built up. And this gives us not only the weapon and the strength, but also the confidence that we have received an inheritance again through this word of God. And here is an overlapping of time and eternity. For the kingdom of God is just in both. And so the immediate, we are in the time. But we still have this inheritance, this promise of not just superficiality, but today we will say real property, essential ownership of the kingdom of God. This is our inheritance, and this is the world in which we now live, in which God rules alone and supreme in heaven. It is a transitional, a
overlapping period between time and eternity. And we have this inheritance from us, all them which are sanctified. Those who are made holy, we have become the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit can work only and exist only in that which is absolutely pure and sinless. And so he has declared us to be there so that we can function as the temple of God in the world today. We are purity and perfection, not by our own actions, but by declaration. So we are free, completely for forward-looking, progressive action for God. And in the last week, we have celebrated two festivals which illustrate this and bring this to mind, the Reformation. In which we saw God's servants suddenly realize that the righteousness of God is the righteousness that God gives and not that God demands. And that we have our inheritance and that we are sanctified. And all things in which we see the saints around the throne of God, eternally giving praise to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The group to which we belong now in time and will join in eternity. The whole ministry, to which we are all aspiring and all are part of, begins in time and ends triumphantly in eternity. But there are times when we remember we are still in the world. We are weak. We feel exhausted. There are times when we feel overworked and underappreciated. We feel taken advantage of and used. But this is all part of the holy ministry here in the world. And when these things bother us, we can remember the words of Paul. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Amen.